DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. We're back!
Indeed.
Because we haven't been on in like months.
Well.
Or weeks.
I know. We'll blame that solely on you.
Yeah. As it should.
Because it's your fault.
Again.
Yeah.
As it's the radio, kind of, you have to sort of specify you.
Jeez,
there's a lot of yous in the room.
The James on this side.
Okay, there's two. Okay, good. All right, thank you. I was going to say there's two Jameses too, so you've really got to get fucking specific when it comes to who's dropping the fucking
the
ball.
The one that looks like Butters.
Ouch. Again, bro, that's your friend. that's your man-panion. And you know, yet you...
If my soul hadn't been stripped away from years in radio, I would be offended.
Right.
But it's like, it's a dead nerve. I mean, you know,
it's,
there's nothing there.
It's just like poking you in the kneecap. Nobody gives a shit, you know?
It's like that movie Kick-Ass. Like, all my nerves have been disconnected. I can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, actually, it's more like that movie, if you've ever seen it, the Pixar movie Inside Out.
Yeah.
Where it's like the inside people's heads and, like, you know, how they operate. There's the one that's just for like the shame nerve, and they cut to James's head, and there's just no one there.
It's just nothing.
It just says radio, right, where that person's supposed to be sitting.
It's just this. The only thing left is like endless optimism.
Uh-huh.
And even he's given up.
Yeah, optimism and disgust are, you know, like having children.
They're one and the same.
Why? There's so many songs about rainbows.
Nice.
What's on the other side?
Okay, so we've been gone for a couple of weeks. Part of it has been I was on vacation. Part of it is
we're
life
terrible
sucks.
At this.
I mean,
I was in prison. Danny was fleeing from his homeland.
Yeah, federales, so, man, they're hard to shake sometimes.
Ah, fuck, those Canadians, man. Yeah, they're on horseback, but they
fucking
Mounties. They'll find your ass. I mean, Mounties always get their man.
To be honest, Samantha's just had better things to do.
Making real money.
We did have a weekend.
The guy was also not there, but I was bettering my life and everything around me. So.
Actually, I was spending the weekend freezing in my apartment because my heat went out. And
Yay.
They get a new unit in for like 3 days.
Oh, good. Because I was going to ask, did you forget to pay a bill or two?
Nope. I pay
the
my
East
bill.
Coast, the East Coast has been getting hit with a series of nor'easters, as they call them, which is like an adorable phrase for like, oh, so this is what the apocalypse is supposed to look like. You know, a lot of cold, shivering, and salt, and like getting up 3 hours before you have to go to work to shovel your fucking walkway so that no one else falls and breaks their fucking ass while you fall and break your fucking ass.
In the middle of March.
Yeah, exactly.
As per its custom.
Exactly.
Jim, I wanted to share something with you that excited both me and my wife while we were out on vacation.
That's personal.
NSFW.
No, I'm sharing. Everyone's going to know.
I love Samantha. I love how you jumped right on that. She's just
like, he doesn't want to hear about that.
She is the one that kind of nailed you a few weeks ago with the, gee, if only there was a way
again,
to record.
Yes. You know which end of the shovel to dig with? I mean, you're just making this hole deeper, bro.
No, we saw, my wife and I saw our very first Wawas.
And
we
right
thought
on.
Of you. We didn't go in. We just saw it.
That are named after, you know, was it the miracle worker? You know, what's it? It has a name, Helen. Wawa.
Wawa.
Little known fact. The miracle worker totally created.
I like it. I like the name. We're going with that. Thanks, Helen.
Good job, Helen.
They love the movie.
That movie in a long time.
Now go play
in
traffic.
Stay for the delicious sandwiches.
Huh? Going to hell. hell for that.
So, no, someone else is going to hell for that.
What did you get at said Wawa?
We didn't actually go in. We just drove by. We went, but we did go. Oh look, Wawa's. I wonder how Jim is.
Those people inside also look dead and soulless. Oh shit! I wonder what Jim's doing. Fuck. Maybe he's learned to talk or feel or just emote in any way.
No.
Nah.
No. See, that's my friends right there.
Just calling it like we see it.
When you're down and troubled and everything seems bleak, turn to your friends. You're just like, ah, fuck you. Well, let's get some sandwiches.
Yeah, you guys are right. Fuck me.
Yeah. What the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, my God.
Just
so
for you,
glad
man.
I agree to be back on the show. It's going to be sung for the rest of this installment.
The laments of Big Jim.
So.
Yes. The velvety tones.
The velvety tones laments of Big Jim. Brought to you by Shame.
And so that's our first title for the show.
Showing over yet.
Danny's on the board.
Anyone that's listened to any previous show knows that, like, oh, you've got a title for it. Oh, well, it's going to change like 17,000 more times before they get to 56 fucking goddamn minutes.
Once
done.
Fucking anyway, all right, Samantha wakes up.
Here's the title.
we'll just pick the one that we remembered or called back to the most.
My job is simply to keep score at this point.
I'm going to get you a chalkboard just...
So far Danny's on one. So how has everyone been since we haven't talked in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, been a minute.
All right.
At once, Jesus Christ.
Knock it off.
You cut me off. I was answering the direct question that you asked to the quorum. So. But I had a comedy show out in New Jersey.
How'd that go?
And it went fucking awesome. Like,
sweet.
Here's the thing. When you do comedy, you know, you got to work out. You got to kind of keep your comedy muscle, you know, getting it flexed and everything else.
Is that
so
what
how
you call
do
it?
That, you go to open mics. Problem is, here in Lancaster, there's only one open mic once a week. And so you get 5 minutes that you have a whole week to kind of prepare for. And then you try and throw everything that you have into 5 goddamn minutes, unless you're willing to drive out to like Philly or some other place. And I just don't have that kind of availability, being a parent and whatnot. And so, when you're in front of an open mic crowd, you're there in front of a bunch of mostly other comics that are just waiting for their time to go up, and no one's paid to get in. So nothing's ventured, nothing's gained for them for the most part. So you have to be either across the board, just fucking drop your fucking pants and jerk off into your fucking rum and coke. Funny, and there was one guy that did, and I don't know why Boxcar keeps coming out, but he's a good guy. He's solid. He's good on the road kind of guy. But you have to really have your shit kind of honed in. And I was at this point, I would admit, very much rusty. And so I would get there at such a time when it'd be right after the show started, which meant I immediately got put at the very end of the show. So at the end of the show, there's the few comics that are left, their friends that are just like, you know, keep looking at their watch, like, when is this trail of tears going to end? I just want to go the fuck home. You know, I've got like 3 seasons of, you know, how to
anything,
you know, get away with murder, just like waiting for me. I just need to get the fuck out.
Just gonna
and so you get up there, you do your best, and it sucks. And then you flip that script and, you know, you go to a venue where people are there voluntarily. They're paying money to be there. So they already have the preset mindset of, I want to laugh. I want to have a good time. And so as opposed to like trying to pull teeth to get a laugh, it's just the easiest thing in the world. Plus, it was in New Jersey. It was an Eagles friendly bar. I wore every fucking thing that I had that had Eagles. I had my scarf. I had my hoodie. I had two shirts on.
Nice.
That both had the fucking Eagles logo on it. The front one was the one that had the ring on it. I wore pajama bottoms that fucking had the Eagles.
Thanks for
logo
dressing up for your own show, Jim.
No shit.
I'm just the MC. I'm the fluffer. I'm there to get everybody hot and wet so the next two comics can fuck the shit out of them with their comedy dicks or whatever. I don't know how it works. And so, I mean, that's a little insight into the whole comedy realm. But so I get there. I drive in to the venue. And it's like 7 o'clock. So the show doesn't start until 8. So I wanted to get there early because it was like a 2.5-hour fucking drive from Lancaster to this part of New Jersey. And so I get there after risking my fucking life on the goddamn Schuylkill Expressway, or as the locals adorably refer to it as the Schuylkill fucking Expressway. So you either drive like you want to live, or you fucking end up as a heaping wreck, flaming on the side of the road, pissing off everybody. It's just like, oh, they better be fucking dead. I don't give a shit about them. I got to get home.
I got my 3 seasons of How to Get Away with Murder.
Call back. Nicely done. You could work in New Jersey if you would care to risk your life. I get into the venue, and the bar, because it's called like McStew's or something like that. It's an Irish pub. It's also a Eagles-friendly bar. And I walk in the front door, and the place is fucking huge, right? And the first side off to the right is just packed with fucking people. You know, and it's like a sports bar with like an entertainment area and everything else. And so I'm like, oh, great, this is going to be awesome. And I see a little curtained area, and I'm like, you know, so where are the comics going to be performing? Like, oh, right over here. So I walk through the curtains, and there's just no one. There's sadness. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, fuck it. I didn't come here for, you know, the notoriety or, you know, some guy from the fucking Jimmy Kimmel show. He's like, oh, my car broke down outside. And who's that guy on stage? I like the cut of his chin, his scarf, and his hat, his fucking everything.
His pajama bottoms.
He must be a Seahawks fan.
Well, no, the joke I told was like, I'm actually just a Dallas Cowboys fan trying to sneak home. It's like the Underground Railroad for us.
Going through Philly, get your green on.
Is it too soon? It was right after February, so I figured I was kind of safe with that kind of trip. So, it's an hour before the show, and people are notoriously late when it comes to showing up to events. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm bullshitting with the wait staff, and there's this guy. I guess he was like a bar back or some kind of guy that sort of worked at the bar, because, I mean, he had a beer in his hand, but I kept asking him to go, like, hey, go grab some more beers out of the walk-in and bring them over here, bring some ice and everything else. But the funniest thing about him is he had, I don't want to use the term goiter because it looked a lot than just a goiter. It looked like,
I don't know why, but that just cracks me up.
You don't expect that. Like, well, and then there was this thing, I don't want to use the word goiter. It's sort of like, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
It pulsated at a rate that I knew was not his actual pulse, so there was something else alive inside him, I'm assuming.
Would you say, yeah, Jim, that it was sentient?
I didn't make that much small talk with, you know, Gary Goiter.
Said Goiter.
But said Goiter, alleged Goiter.
Alleged Goiter.
But,
No, like, we're not using the term goiter.
That's why it's alleged.
The worst thing is, though, like, if you have something weird about your body and just cannot be like, you know, oh, so you know Mike? Mike who? You know, Mike. No, I don't know Mike. Mike, okay, the guy with the thing on his fucking head. Oh, Mike.
Growth.
Yeah,
oh, Mike.
I know. Mike. Yeah, it's Mike.
The hairy growth that pulsates.
Bumpy Mike. Yeah. You know, you mean the host? The human host?
You know, the hoist for Quado.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't have hands or say anything to me, which I was kind of disappointed.
You're not the chosen one yet, buddy.
Don't bitch out. Like, I mean, I want to hold your hands and see Mars. What I want to fucking do. So, but the thing is, it was right next to his left eye. So you like looking him in the eye, which is what I normally do with most people that I'm talking to. It's right there, and the whole time your brain's just like, don't look at it, don't look at it, don't look at it. And the other side of your brain is like, look at that fucking thing. It is huge. There's
molly, 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 molly.
Pretty much.
Sam, pretty, I was thinking the same damn thing.
Waiter, 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 waiter.
Samantha's on the.
Nice.
But, I mean, you know,
we'll have an episode just called Molly, Molly, Molly,
Molly, Molly, Molly, Molly.
Class. class all around.
These are your friends, Danny. These are
yes,
your friends.
Yes, they are.
You don't want to treat them in such a fashion. But no, so Lumpy was a nice guy, I would say. I'm assuming that's his nickname around the bar. And the thing is, like, his coworkers didn't give a fuck. They're just like, oh, well, if he's in here, you've got to make fun of him. I'm just like, wow, you guys are, like, the worst, like, elementary school, like, classmates I've ever met. And it's like, you know, the guy with the freakish, like, lump on his face? Yeah, talk about him. Tear him to pieces, because life ain't fucking hard enough for him. He ain't waiting for his wife to show up. He had no rings on his goddamn finger. Probably hey. A Browns
fan. No, but the greeter does.
No, he used to be married, but then he absorbed her into his face.
Talk about an awkward ceremony. The way the goiter's getting married, he's got to stand there just like, hey, everybody.
It's like, this is bullshit.
I'm not even the best man.
I could be watching the game. I got 3 seasons of How to Get Away with Murder.
So you guys are soulless, apparently. Shit.
I felt These are your like, friends, Jim.
You know, what I call him, Braille for short. Let me touch your face. Oh, maybe it's a bad idea. That's just, never date a blind
What
chick.
Does it spell you?
Yeah. What is that? The Family Guy with the elephant man. I'm beautiful on the inside. Yeah, but there's a limit. Lucky, there's a limit.
Yeah, no.
When I was like, oh.
Yeah,
not
Jim,
Rocky
don't.
Dennis, your way out of this whole situation.
Yeah, you don't want to touch that guy's face. It might he might absorb you in there too.
That's what happened. Oh.
Yep.
That's why you see a ring on the goiter because that's the last thing that was sucked in. And it just didn't fall away.
It doesn't absorb metals well.
Yeah, and it's just infused into his face.
I'm only for organic matter.
I miss my wife and children.
Certainly, we'll come to this planet and make you all slaves.
Jesus Christ. People are going to think we pitched up the show.
Nope, that's just Lumpy. That's just Lumpy. But again, Lumpy. He was a nice guy. He was a sweetheart, you know? He has accepted his lot in life as being the, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That guy.
The Lumpster, as we call him.
Lumpy.
It's pronounced Lumpy.
Lumps.
It's French. I believe it's French, yes.
We call him Lumps.
Yeah.
His growth was in the shape of a baguette, which was very kind of, you know, not
hey, Jim,
quite.
When he looked at you, did he go, hey, you guys!
Lump! Lump!
Baby Ruth! Chocolate!
Lumpy, if you're listening to this, and I know you are, I just have to apologize. I'm trying to be on your side, and apparently there's 3 other people on the other side of the quarry.
Jim, if you've been nothing. Trying to be on his side, you never would have brought him up. Don't pretend. You knew exactly what would happen.
Lumpy, if you're listening to this. Dot, dot, dot.
Lumpy, are you listening? Lumpy, can you hear me?
Sweet.
Like a fucking musical or whatever. But no, he was a genuinely nice, and I think I can kind of empathize with him because, you know, he has a positive demeanor on life, even
he's
though he's
got the
this
lump.
Obvious fucking
Gotta
thing.
Gotta have that lump.
You know what? I'm gonna press here and make your life a living fucking hell.
Just don't press the goiter.
Don't press the goiter. That a good
There's the name of the show.
The dude that was sucked in will pop back out. You know one of those cabinets where you have to press it to open it? That's what it's like. So, he can't let anyone that near his face because he can't let go of the human essence he's absorbed. Otherwise, he dies.
Wow.
Sad tale of Bumpy over here. Just shit. I'm just some dude from Jersey. I don't fucking understand why he's assholes all over Ooh. The country. Talking about how my goiter or whatever is like one of those things you get out of a vending machine at a grocery store. You push it in, you wait for a couple seconds, and it flips me all the way upside down and back again, and, you know.
If it's in New Jersey, wouldn't it be a goiter?
Goiter.
Don't touch the goiter.
Samantha, you are you were very specific when it comes to your barbs, and you were correct 100%. Yes, that's the proper. He would drink water and stand next to a radiator.
This is what? This is the greatest horror movie in the making, The Ballad of Lumpy.
Soul sucking going.
Soul sucking going.
Nice.
He works as a handyman in a no-tell motel. You check in, but you never.
Get a Holiday Inn.
Just don't press the goiter.
To hear you in the next room, he doesn't put his ear to the door or the wall. He puts his goiter there so it can sort of like sense the vibrations. It's more
senses the vibration and also sees you through thermal vision.
It's almost like echolocation.
Can sense your body heat.
A lot of work in. A lot of road work in for this poor Lumpy. Jesus Christ. Wow. So, again, I didn't even got a comedy show, but...
Oh, yeah, you did comedy!
So...
I was confused. The three of us were making jokes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, I'm just the host. I'm here to get them hot and wet and then come in and...
Just fucked
him with
your
comedy coiter. Whatever you anyway, so
wonderful.
I did not tear apart Lumpy.
You waited a few days till you were on with us,
and just murder him where he couldn't hear it.
You lobbed that volleyball up in the air and just went, okay, let's see who spikes it first. Don't even pretend like you didn't know what you were doing.
I think that ball is done, gone flat.
All three of you jumped up like members of the fucking Voltron or fucking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Assemble!
Triple spiked that fucking ball as soon as he got lobbied up.
Brought the hammer.
That's where the lump comes
again,
from.
Again,
we hammered
even,
the lump.
Don't even pretend like you didn't have a few jabs in there. I've got fucking audio I can play back at any time, Jim.
That's fine. If Lumpy knows where I live, then... You know,
oh, he'll fucking find you.
Has anyone heard from Jim? No, but I heard this weird sucking sound.
He's like
every time you say Jim's name now, it's just this haunting little...
The sound of...
We're not supposed to say his actual name out loud. It's like, you know...
Don't say it three times in a row or he'll appear...
And whatever you don't say goiter in the mirror.
On your face as a lump.
Yeah, don't say goiter in the mirror.
It will appear.
Goiter juice? Goiter juice?
Nope.
I just watched Beetlejuice the other day for many years.
How many goiters were in that movie? I'm not sure.
Oh...
That scene when they were in the desert and the sand goiter almost got him. Oh, my God.
Well, it had a sand goiter within a sand goiter, remember?
It's like a Russian...
It's goiter inception.
A Russian goiter doll? Is that what you're...
Again, these are all great names for the show. I'm just going to put them out on the table there.
The Russian nesting Russian, goiter.
We'll just call it the goiter show.
It's... Thank you to listening for another podcast. It's on your face.
It's on your face.
I'm just going to call it Lumpy.
Lumpy. Yep.
So anyway, like I
so
was
how did
fan,
your show go, Jim?
Yeah, can we talk about
trying to take a hard left back into the parking lot that was this fucking conversation that began with before we got to the whole, you know, Lumpy.
You realize it was 15 minutes ago Jim told us he did comedy?
After breaking the silence when I could have just shut my fucking mouth and let you all talk, which would have been fucking grand, and Lumpy would not have a rifle in his fucking mouth. Like I said, it's done. Podcast is ruined me.
Well, but, how
you know
is
he's happy for the
trigger with the goiter in the way.
He's got a goiter on his toe.
Keeps getting in the way of the barrel.
It's under his eye.
It's the only goiter.
Looking down, okay, never mind.
That one goiter. I'm sure, you know, trust me, if he's got one goiter, he's probably got several others.
They're
just
everywhere.
Sort of his
They're
body.
Just turning him into an alien egg at this point.
Exactly. But like I said, I'd forgotten what it was like to perform in front of an actual audience that was paying to be there.
And you couldn't focus on it because that thing on the guy's face had you so distracted.
Well, they had a spotlight mounted on it, and he had to kind of walk around the room.
Look at it.
Frame, and I'm just like, you are not making this any easier if they're...
You had to keep watch on Lumpy, because when his goiter lit up, your time was done.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It's the wrap it up ball.
It's brown. You know it's time to get the fuck out of town. It's a rhyme. It rhymes for a reason. When the goiter turns brown, get the fuck out of town. That's all I'm going to say.
It's like Hypnotoad.
I will do your bidding, Lumpy. I will bring you more slaves for whatever obvious dry well you have in your basement.
It touches the goiter and gets the hose again.
Nope, not getting the hose. Not going to touch that fucking thing. Not a chance in hell. No one will. Not a woman, not a man, not a curious blind child. No one's going to go near that fucking thing.
It puts the cortisone on the growth.
Jesus. So, again, just trying to steer the bus. Trying to pull it back into the fucking park.
Grab that fucking wheel. And
steer a little harder, buddy.
Steer a little harder. Okay, again, another good title for the show.
A little faster.
So
you did comedy.
Like I said, I'm a hey, puppy dog. It's okay. It's all right. You're doing your job. It's fine.
No,
it's okay. You're it's okay. You're cute as adorable. I'm not losing my mind. There's actually a small dog in front of me. I'm just.
I thought you were having a stroke. This show was going to be great.
Oh, I wasn't even concerned. So is that bad?
As per his custom.
For you, well, for most sociopaths, I would say probably not. I think you're
I'll continue to not be concerned.
Thank you, question mark. I'm not quite sure how to respond or feel.
Thank you, Samantha, for sending that, too. That was awesome.
I was trying to find the GIF, and I could not, for the life of me, find the one of him pulling Chris across the floor.
Now, slather me up some homies.
Jesus.
Where do white heads at?
Shit gets real awkwardly quiet for a second, and they're like, oh, wait, I forgot. You don't give a fuck. Okay.
Okay, so you do comedy.
We're all trying to steer it back into the parking lot. We just can't make the entrance.
Power steering's out.
Big Ben, Parliament. Big Ben, Parliament.
Everyone, lean to the left.
I can't turn left. I can't turn left. I don't know what the fuck the problem is.
Clench the right cheek.
And, of course, now every time you try and mention it, it's just going to elicit more laughter. So, anyway, I was doing comedy. And, like I said, I forgot how much fun it was to be in front of an audience that was there and paying and willing to laugh. And so even though I only had about 15 minutes up front to kind of get the audience kind of warmed up, I quickly just started having so much fun.
Nice.
And the audience was there with me. They were going along with everything they were saying. And then there was one drunken heckler, which most comics can't fucking sit. They hate hecklers. I personally love hecklers because it gives you the opportunity to create or improvise comedy that you hadn't normally thought of beforehand, because they are like this random X factor. Now, I'm not saying every time I want a heckler, but when the moment is right and you're in the right environment and you can just tee off another human being with like righteous indignation and hilariousness, it can be some of the most beautiful material you've ever done. And so this guy starts chirping back at me, and he's like, he's drunk, and he's like laying, like, you know, sitting in his like stool with his back to the bar. He's always the farthest from the fucking stage. You're never right up front. Of course not.
Naturally. No, because they don't want to.
He's from the fucking stage. Exactly, yeah. He's talking to Lumpy or whatever, and just trying to, you know.
Not to get sucked in.
Yeah, and I've always kind of felt like in situations like this, these are the guys that will come to the bar more frequently than anybody else. He's a bar fly. He's been there for a number of years. He thinks he's the funny guy. So when other legitimate funny people show up, he maybe takes it in his head to think like, well, if I don't chime in, they're just like, you know, hey, you know, Carl, why weren't you making the funny when the other guys were? Kind of a thing. And he was like completely bald, had a mustache, and he looked like Major Dad, if you remember that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And so that was my nickname for him immediately. I'm just like, oh, fuck you, Major Dad. You're not going to fucking heckle me. This is not going to fucking happen. Like, I don't know. So I cap on him for a while. The audience is loving it. he eventually shuts his mouth. I bring up the next comic, this guy DK, and DK is fucking just, he's hilarious. He's actually a YouTube celebrity. He's known as the Crying Eagles fan, which, I mean, you can pretty much sum us all up with that same kind of non-defluent. But he was hilarious. He's straight out of Philly. He's polished. He's, you know, experienced everything else. And so he's doing this thing, and fucking Major Dad won't shut his fucking mouth the whole time. And so finally DK has enough of him. He's like, look, dude, what the fuck is your real name? And without missing a beat or taking a blink or a breath, he's just like, Billy Bob. Like, that's his trump card. Beat Billy Bob. And immediately the entire room just erupts into laughter because it's like, really, it's got to be a Billy Bob. And so I was laughing so hard, I started heckling him as the audience was laughing. I'm like, motherfucker, if your name is Billy Bob and someone asks you, you make up a fucking name. You either go with Billy or Bob, fucking something else altogether, but you don't go with both fucking Billy and goddamn Bob, man. Jesus.
Pick one.
So yeah, at that point, Billy Bob was on point, and on mark, whatever. And so he gets done, and the headliner of the night, my dear friend, and I swear to God, I love this guy so very much. I met him in Portland, and didn't work with him nearly enough, and I've been interacting with him.
He's about to deep drop something real big.
His name is Chris Smith, and he's phenomenal. He is just an amazing guy, but he also he's kind of had the same problem that I do, which is, you know, because of our scheduling restraints, we can't go out to the mics as much as possible. So whenever we do get a chance to have a moment like this, like, it is like 20 times more fun than it would normally be. And so he gets up there, and Chris, I've described him like this before. He's like a machine gun. Like, he can just like pummel you into the ground with like punchline after punchline after punchline. And he's doing his thing, and the audience is loving him, like, right off the bat. And then fucking goddamn Billy Bob chimes in again. And, like, at first, Chris is just fucking with him and tearing him apart, and it's hilarious. Everyone's laughing and everything else. But then Chris gets the, like, critical mass point where, you know, this guy just, because he thinks at that point he's part of the show, that he has to chime in. And so Chris just, like, stops everything, and he's just, like, just shuts the fuck up and, like, just, like, directly to him specifically. He's like, everyone hates you. You're a horrible human being.
The goiter comes and sucks him up.
I was going to say, goiter's, like, finally somebody to take me out of the fucking equation. Like, somebody else actually picked up the mantle.
Take this motherfucker.
And so, I thought the punchline was going to be that Billy Bob was lumpy.
No, this bar is apparently a whole menagerie of interesting local bar flies. But so I walk over at that, because I look around to see if the service staff is going to say anything, and no one is, because they're just more focused on the show. So I walk over, and in my best fucking Roadhouse, you know, demeanor and voice, I put a hand on his shoulder, I put them close to me, and they say, I'm going to ask you once, and I'm going to ask you nicely. Shut the fuck up and let Chris do his thing. Okay? And he looks back, and he's a smaller guy. And he looks back at me like he's a 12-year-old that got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I'm just like, okay, it's fine. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just saying. You keep interrupting. Chris is trying to get his thing done, trying to set some stuff up, and every time you're just stepping on his shit. So just, if you wouldn't mind, please, as a favor to me, everybody else here, if he calls out to you, feel free. You can yell something back, but keep it to that, and don't interrupt anymore. Please? And he said, sure. And sure enough, Billy Bob shut his fucking mouth for the rest of the show.
Nice.
His big scary guy walked over and fucking laid down the law.
Anyway, big ass Eagles really, fan.
Yeah, just who's wearing pajama pants, just talk down to you. That fucking.
They breathe, you know, they breathe. That's the important part, you know.
They were surprisingly comfortable even outdoors. Like, I'm like, wow, these are really insulated. I like the fuck out of these things. God damn. I mean, they were pajama pants. No, maybe not.
Nah.
But no, yeah.
Pajamas everywhere.
Rest of the show went off without a hook, and then afterwards, Chris and I were just kind of sitting in the back being like, man, we missed this so fucking goddamn much. And there was a waitress that was very, you know, she was kind of sweet on me a little bit, and she kept buying me drinks throughout the course of the night. No goiters, so, well, that I could see on her face or hands or legs or whatever. So I'm not quite sure if she's been infected by whatever it is that has cursed this poor bar mixed stews or what have you.
There's a surprise waiting
for
you.
There it is.
Yeah. So how about you fuckers? How's your week been? Yeah, how many boys did you come across?
Anyone want a top lumpy there?
I got nothing, man. Nothing that cool at all. Well, except for I worked on my guitar, which it's starting to come out beautiful.
Okay, you're boring the rest of the podcast.
Exactly, which is why it's like I'm just going to throw this fucker out there and I don't give a shit.
Wait, Dan, do you make guitars?
I'm making my very first one right now.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll send you pictures of where it's at right now.
Yay.
And not to poo-poo this whole thing, but Dan told me the backstory. I don't know if you want to get into that whole thing.
But oh, yeah,
there's
absolutely
a very sentimental reason. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It was
okay.
It was just one of those things where after my father had passed, I kind of in a way to distract myself, I decided I was going to start, you know, building on this guitar that I'd had around for forever. And I got really motivated once I'd actually gotten a decent pickup, and so I just started working on it, changing things up. I took all the paint off. I completely retooled the body, bought a brand new neck for it, and my sister
the flying
was
V, right?
Well, yeah, and my sister was kind enough that when we got my father's remains, she put or had little bits of his remains put into these necklace gems, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with it, because honestly I didn't really want to wear it around just in case, you know, it might break off, get lost or something like that. It would fucking hurt my feelings, something fierce. So I decided what I was going to do with this guitar that I got motivated to build for him was I was literally going to put him in the guitar. So that little gem will be sitting between my pickups.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's come quite a long way in the respects
that... Especially given that the guitar, if you were lucky enough like me to see it before all the work started, when Dan played it, it looked like it was three sizes too small for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to put a lot of work in it to make it look like a normal size guitar for a normal size person.
Yes.
Well, and Dan's a fairly large gentleman. I mean, I wouldn't say like, you know, like large, you know, but I mean, like, I'd say he's above average.
He's muscular. He's
yeah,
built.
Exactly.
I am of a larger variety. Yeah. So this guitar, it definitely did.
He's
not
a great
quite
big fat ass, is what we're trying.
I am
to
a
say.
Monster.
Watch out, Tokyo.
Obesius right, has right. Nothing on Dan.
Oh my god, I forgot about Obesius.
I love his early work. It's so good.
So good.
Okay, guys, there's a guy here measuring for our new vinyl, and we're grossing him out. So let's keep it up.
Yay!
As per his custom, moving right along.
Our first audience member.
Yeah, no
shit. Not by choice. But
and more than likely last.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, this guitar has a lot of sentimental value in that I've put a great deal of work into it so far.
It's a beautiful tribute, man, seriously.
And thank you for that, because honestly, yeah, it's a little bit scary for me, because I'm actually kind of concerned about the project coming to a close, but at the same time, I can't fucking wait for it to be done. It's like, I'm so excited about being able to play it and have it sound just as wonderful as I know it will, and play as beautifully as I know it will, but at the same time, once it's done, it's done. And there's something to that, yeah. That it's like, oof. But on the whole,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying. On the whole, I'm making good strides at this point. I'm doing a lot of things with wood again that I haven't been able to do a lot of woodworking in the last like 15 years, and it was really nice to kind of get back into that, shaping up the pieces, shaping up the body, you know, learning new little tricks here and there. It's been awesome.
See, I think after you finish this one, you should start from scratch and build a whole new one.
I am. I'm going to build Dan's SG
bass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they don't make them, so I have to actually make it for him. And I'm okay with that. So, yeah, that's what I was doing.
That's awesome. And like I said, like, you know, once the actual labor is done, you know, I understand the, anxiety or what have you when it would come to something like that. But the music that you will make continuously afterwards with that guitar, I mean, that's going to speak volumes for Forever.
Yeah, and there's actually another little piece that I'm going to be adding to it. Once I go to clear coat, I actually got it's a metal tag that it's basically like when the crematorium, you know, actually works the remains, he got tagged with a metal, you know, serial number, basically. I have that, and that will be going on the back of the headstock. So I'll not only have his gem up in the body, but I will also have that tag on the back side of the head. And that's kind of like the finishing last touch kind of thing. But yeah. So, you know, a lot of me is built into this.
I know about you two other stone fucking jerks, but that got me a little emotional right there. That's beautiful, sincerely. Yeah,
well, and the cool part about it.
I've been kind of with him through the journey, so I'm not as emotional because I keep hearing about it every day.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, I'm also doing something else. The color scheme that I decided to go with is like a black and purple to get like that royal purple look. And one of the main reasons I did that, aside from the fact that it's going to look fucking amazing, purple is actually the color for epilepsy. Of which also hits rather close to my home. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of, it's kind of a double whammy of all the shit that matters to me that, you know, I feel needs some representation. So, yeah.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
No, this I would say this guitar is pretty much everything in Dan's life in one sort of symbol, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's I will say it's been really nice watching this thing come together, seeing Dan's craftsmanship as he puts this thing together, and the love and care he puts into it. I mean, it would be so easy for him to just slap something together and have it sound pretty good, but I mean, there's so much more into this thing, and I, just like Dan, can't wait to see it finished and hear what it sounds like.
Hell yeah.
Also can't wait to see when
this is like, Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was just gonna say, this is kind of like finding like your favorite vintage car, like a Shelby Mustang 68 or something like that, and it just being like a burned out husk, and you're like, I'm gonna bring this thing back to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Christine.
That's okay too. How to get away with?
Thank you, sociopath Samantha.
You're welcome.
Well, the other thing is, I can't wait for Dan to get it all together and strike that first note and have it just fall apart and just watch it crumble. Cry like a child.
Oh. Wow.
These are my friends.
Wow. These are your friends. These are your friends.
Uh-huh.
Prank flap.
I do as well.
No!
The one person within strangling range is the one talking the most yang about the guy that we just talked about being a large, hulking human being.
Yeah,
that may or may not have some fits of rage stuck inside him, and you're going to take a stab.
So you're trying to say that I'm fat and I'm a terrible craftsman. Okay.
It's okay. I bought my freedom. Yeah. Before he came over, I just slathered him with gifts.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and the promise of alcohol later this week. So.
Yes. But yeah, so that's what I'm up to.
Dan's next guitar is going to be made out of James's remains. So. That his femur is like the neck.
I fused all of his spine together to create the neck for the guitar.
No, but I bet it'd be pretty cool if you took bone, ground it into a paste and a powder, and then turned it into like an acrylic body and then shaped it from there. That'd be pretty legit.
Okay,
Hannibal Lecter turned a guy into a cello. So.
There are ways to do it.
If any bodies go missing in the next couple of weeks, I'll know where to look.
Yep.
Dan, I'm just going to say this once out loud. You put a lot of thought into that last horrifying statement. And
it was not a new thought.
So, Sam, what have you been up to?
Well, I will say, Bryce isn't here.
Someone has to do it.
Who do you think sold me the idea of the bone meal? I'm just saying.
Who's out hunting the bodies right now?
That's my dog.
Dog will
That's
hunt.
Our boy Bryce.
Yeah,
our boy Bryce. Jacob, Jack.
So Samantha.
Yes.
You're up.
On deck.
Oh boy.
Samantha, start.
Can you top a guitar or Lumpy?
I have a person in my life that is like a human goiter.
Ooh.
That I can't stand and I would like to extract forever.
Ooh.
Stop drilling. You've hit interest. Craig, continue. I am already intrigued. I am already fucking intrigued.
Intrigued. I'm
Tell us about
aroused,
the human
please.
Goiter. Describe
well, actually,
it.
My nickname for this person is... Oh, it's such a bad word. My nickname for this person is the cunt, but...
That's
not, like... My wife's come up with worse. She came home one night, and she described one of her customers as Fucktard McTwat Waffle.
Nice. Nice. That's
and,
a good
and
string.
And if you know my
it
wife...
It flows well. It flows well.
If you know my wife, like all of us do, it is shocking to hear those words come out of her mouth.
Yes!
True. You really got to get up early in the day to piss Brie off to that fucking degree.
And this right? guy did it in a matter of 5 minutes.
Impressive. Impressive.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And if you, know, the skill. Of the, if you know anything else about the Twat Waffle family, they come from old money. So they're not going to step with today's modern man and or woman. So.
And they have names like Muffy and Tad.
Muffy McTwatwad.
It was so bad that when she said it, I was so stunned that I forbid her from saying all those words connected together ever again.
Don't do that. It weirds me out.
It was it. Up until that point, the worst thing I'd ever heard her say was shit. Like, she didn't even say fuck. And here she comes on, and she just stormed in, Fucktard McTwat Waffle. I'm sorry, who are you? What have you did to my wife?
And
the thing is,
you're
the whole time, the whole time, I'm sure James was just like, "Please don't let me be Twat Waffle. Please don't let me be Twat Waffle."
I fucking ran and hid under the bed.
No. So tell us about Cuntface.
What did I do? Nothing.
Yes. Tell us about Waffle. Cunt.
No, she's this person that.
Oh, is she?
Okay. So,
I thought she was a goiter.
A person. I don't see her as a person anymore. I don't care.
She's
but,
just she's just a floating labia with. With eyes.
Pretty much.
How about this bag of human garbage is basically what we're asking.
Right. So.
Fucking diaper fire in a barber shop is what she
is. So I'm used to dating shitty guys, right? I am not really used to the whole.
Okay, which one of you is backing up?
Hmm?
Oh, no, that's the smoke alarm downstairs. Sorry.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Proceed.
So, yeah, I'm used to dating shitty guys. So I'm
we've
I
heard
expect that kind of, you know, was certain it? Kind of behavior.
Didn't we call one of them Olive Loaf?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, I love the story
so,
of Olive
yeah,
Loaf.
So,
the epic.
But you know, and that shit you get over, but it's the fake friends thing that I have a harder time with.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is like a gossip queen. If you have gossip to give her, she's going to be your best friend and do everything she can to get it out of you. And then once your well runs dry, you're dead to her. And I'm like,
oh,
what?
Feed us with scandal.
Like, we were like best buddies for a little bit. And when the True Colors came out, there's a shit ton of other stuff too that I'm not going to get into. But True Colors
what?
Came
We've
out.
Got the time.
I was like,
seriously, nobody's listening.
I know, right? I was like, you're a horrible person, and I don't like you. And it really hurt my feelings, because I was really supportive of everything she was doing, but she used to go behind my back and, like, try to get me removed from the position I have now, and just this crazy shit.
I said, bitch.
You know, then we were able to, like, but here's the thing, is like, we're co-stars together.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like... And our chemistry is just obliterated. We don't even look at each other. So we had a show this weekend, and we're sitting next to each other in the back, and we're just, like, staring straight ahead. And what's funny is because we won't laugh at the same time.
it's
like even
funny
if we both
laughing.
Know this thing is funny, like, I'm not going to laugh because if you think it's funny, it's stupid.
Please tell us when that episode is uploaded because I want to hear that awkwardness.
That wonderful lack of chemistry needs to be, you know, brought.
No, it really doesn't because it hurts the show and it really sucks because I try so hard and she's just like phoning it in. And I'm like, I hate you. So, but it's just, it really sucks. But yeah, it's not a wonderful relationship. And,
based on what?
That sounds perfect to me.
right? Ideal yeah. circumstances I mean, all around.
Mutual dislike. Oh, gosh. So, we only have, like...
Just remember, the more you love someone, the more you want to kill them.
Oh, there's no love here.
There's just want to kill.
Maybe it's like kindergarten, and she just really likes you, and but it's not socially acceptable to pull your hair and shove you down anymore.
Slug you in the arm. Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. It's like I don't care enough to deal with it, right? So recently, she's said something and complained about something online right after something I put up. So she wanted me to see it. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And it just sent my brain into a rage. And I was like, ah! So it's just she's poking the bear because I don't care. And she's trying to bring me back around to caring because she does nothing but stir up drama. And I don't like drama. I'm not dealing with that shit. So, yeah, it's been dealing with that. But our show is wonderful.
Do you want me to fight her? I'll fight her.
Yes, that would be pretty amazing.
Okay. That's probably better because I was going to suggest you just hate fuck her and get it.
No, just, ew.
I may not win because I've lost. I've been in many fights and well, not many. I've been in a couple of fights and some of them with women and I lost all of them. But I'm not thinking I can guarantee a win. But she won't go to bed happy that night. Let's just say that.
So well, human but, goiter
because Jim's going to hate fuck her.
No. Don't get that all over
ouch.
You.
Ouch. That hurts. You're not saying that I can't hate fuck someone? Come on,
no, I'm saying please don't. That would be really gross for you.
And that might be the episode of the name of the episode. Are you saying I can't hate fuck?
Well, but
Jim, you hate fuck your little heart out, buddy.
No one's saying you can't, Jim.
It hurts. It hurts a lot.
Jim, if you want, you go out and you hate fuck anyone you want. You have my support.
Including that goiter. You just shove it right in there.
Just shove it right in. Pop Lumpy.
Ew.
You walk up to Lumpy afterwards. Here's Lumpy's a quarter. Go have a rat downtown. Chew that thing off your face.
Oh, Samantha. Oh.
You are not painting yourself into a good corner here. It's just—it's not fucking good. It's. You were on your side with the twat waffle. We were on that side, but things took a hard right turn into a different parking lot, and it's just—it's not good.
Down a cliff, right into Lumpy Juice. That's what happened.
Splashdown.
That's what I call a sticky situation.
The park is called Lumpy Juice.
Remember to check your drip pan after.
Lumpy Juice Falls.
That's what I call a sticky situation.
Why doesn't anybody ever come to my theme park? I put so much work and effort into Lumpy's Splashdown Discharge Mountain.
Lumpy's Lard World.
One week a month, it's a red splash.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And Menstrata has appeared.
Welcome back. We missed you.
I have taken my fucking hat off to that. That is, you took it to a different level, and I am so in awe.
All hail Menstrata.
Kneel before me.
No, don't do that. Please.
Don't kneel in front of her or behind her. You will regret it.
Oh, God. Anyway, when you learn that your friends are fake, it really hurts your feelings.
Oh, God, it's all over. Oh, it's in my raccoon wounds. Oh.
Menstrata came to play, dude. She came to play.
Did she not? Bitches are real.
Nice.
Maybe that's how you sell it. You just unleash Menstrata on her.
Mm-hmm.
Release the Menstrata!
Menstrata just wasn't around at that time. Oh! She didn't wait here, and it would have been fine.
And Dan's got another title for the show. I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was
awesome. If somebody in the bathroom and said Menstrata three times in the mirror, then you would have shown up and, like, you know.
She comes forth on a wave of blood.
A red wave.
Yeah. Let the red
this
wave flow.
This crimson torrent of justice.
Yeah, no, that's the good guy that tries to take on Menstrata.
I love
it's just
it.
A giant tampon.
Yeah, he's like Silver Surfer, but he's riding a tampon.
Yes, yes.
It's the silver tampon.
And he's bringing, bringing you a cup of herbal tea because he knows that you're hurting.
And chocolate. But it doesn't surf very far because his tampon surfboard just absorbs it.
Just like a goiter.
There you go.
Well, the problem is silver tampon's kryptonite is that string. If Menstruata gets hold of that string, it's all over.
It's over. It's done. Game off.
It's funny that we keep thinking that we're coming full circle with these shows, but it just feels more like a downward spiral.
We just keep going left.
We took the wheels off this bus, and we're just driving it right down a cliff face just to kind of see where it falls.
Yeah. Fuck the parking lot. We're not going to get there. We're just
O'Doyle rules right off the edge.
The bus always lands in a goiter for some reason.
I got to feel not another podcast is going down. Samantha, you are like 9 different shades of awesome. Let no one tell you fucking otherwise. Fuck that twat waffle.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Kind of fuck Tard McTwat waffle.
Well, what really super
Use
sucks
her full name.
Is that... But what really super sucks is when you have a genuine connection, or you think you have a genuine connection with someone, and then it turns out you don't. Because it hurts me. All to right. dislike this person. It really does. It really hurts my feelings. It still hurts my feelings. And it's Aww. Just, it really affected me on such a level that I was like, man, are you serious? And that's what drives my dislike more than actually this person.
Aye.
If that makes sense.
Yes. The scorn hurts worse than the actual actions.
Yeah. And I was like, man, this...
Plus the fact that, you know, I feel like because I've been in similar situations, and you feel like your ability to trust in what you thought was a good person, you start to question that also.
Yeah.
And so that hurts you on a personal level that you can't quite... I mean, it's beyond what you'd be willing to offer them, because you know they're just bags of human fucking garbage, and they can die in a fire paid by spiders. I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah. Jim, you and I can relate to this. Both of us can relate to this, because we worked for a person similar... You wanted to like them. They were a nice enough person, but didn't realize they were, you know, doing shit behind your back. And then, you know, suddenly you're out of a job.
Well,
and it's like, wait a minute, what?
It wasn't even so much that they were doing it behind our backs. I mean, we saw the shit that they were doing.
Oh, no. I didn't see it until it was too late.
We walked back into that
more
than a couple of times. And so we allowed it to happen because that was the best, you know, that shitty person aside, that was the best thing that had ever happened to either one of us.
Yeah.
Was being able to be in that station with those people, you know, with Court and Fats and Bozic and Rick Emerson and Lacey Turner and everybody the fuck else. Like, you couldn't...
But isn't it amazing
how... It was like Christmas every morning.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing how, like, one person can just toxify that whole situation? Like you said, we're working with such great people, such great talent, and every day is like a gift coming in, but that one person just...
Ruins it.
Yeah, turns it into
Shit
a cesspool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was in radio in the military, I worked with one girl...
Just the one.
Let's take a second and just absorb that comment, because that's a pretty badass fucking statement right there. When I was on the radio in the military,
I miss it so much. But
you realize your goiter just grew 5 times larger than any other dude that's in this fucking show right the fuck now. Please continue. I apologize.
Fight the goiter.
It was fine. But I worked with this one girl who... Again, at first, we were buddies, but then, like, true colors start to come out, and you're just like, ooh. She could walk into a room and just immediately, you can feel, like, the environment
aroused.
Just
How
come
she's just
down.
Made of bits.
It got heavy and just sucked all the joy out of the room. Like, we would all be like, wah, la, 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 la. And just suck it all right out. Like, that's a talent.
That's the sound. If we can make that sound into a word, I think we can make that the name of the show is whatever the fuck it is that Dan just made, I believe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
The soul sucking goiter noise.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's the sound.
But
of, like,
it's the joy being sucked out, just like the soul sucking goiter sucks the souls.
It's the sound of every asshole in the room, you know, puckering at the same time and it dropping the air pressure down about like 20 fucking pounds.
Or whatever.
Yeah, and that.
I feel a disturbance in the force.
Sucks. It starts to affect you in such a way.
That's funny. I felt one in my goiter.
Thousands of assholes.
Class.
Thousands of assholes are screaming out at the same time and then suddenly silence.
Suddenly clenching up.
Well done, Daniel. Well done. You've earned your stripes this day. I swear to God.
Well, I'm sorry, Sam, that you have such a soul-sucking mate of bitch situation that you're stuck in.
And the best part is, like, we play with such wonderful people that it doesn't even matter. So, because there's so much positivity around and so much support around when it comes to these live shows that, you know, the evil is just like, fuck you. So we're like, get out of here, evil feelings and spirits and thoughts coming from one person. So it's so
stupid negative
so
Nancys.
And,
stupid negative Nancys.
Yep, dummies.
Dummies. Stupid.
Dumb.
I think it all comes down to this, Samantha. This person is clearly threatened by you because you're obviously prettier, more talented, smarter, and they're threatened by it. And
my ego has such a chubby right now.
As it should.
Would you dare say a goiter chubby, if you would? I mean,
Is it a goity?
I've got a raging goity right now. No, because honestly, Sam, and this, again, like Jim and I worked in a place, you and I worked in a place where we were in a similar situation with a person who was very threatened by the fact that he had two people working for them who were far more talented and knew far more about the field.
Yeah, and had experience.
And couldn't stand it. And it sounds like this person is having the same thing. Like maybe they're not getting enough attention in your troupe or at work or whatever, and she feels that she's being outshined by you.
Aye.
Agreed.
I will concur.
And
I don't agree. No, that's pretty. Because the way that the actions take place, that lends it towards, I believe that to be correct as well. But I've never done anything to be threatening. I've done nothing but support.
But it may not be anything
that
you've
I'm
done. Because again, you and I, in the situation, we didn't do anything.
Yeah,
to...
nothing deliberate, no, not
yeah,
at all.
So it's just, I think it's just a situation where they feel, they perceive, and as I've always said, perception is reality, they perceive you to be a threat to them in some form.
Aye.
Whether, like I said, it could be
up every day.
It could be something,
something
as stupid as they just see you and go, God, I wish I could be as pretty or as funny or as smart or what have you as Samantha.
As show name.
I have to ruin her.
And that's such a that's the type of attitude that women are trying to abolish.
And that could here's the worst thing. The worst part of it
is just women. It's not just women. It's men.
No, it's a human thing. But the worst part of it is this may not even be like a conscious thought. Like she may not be doing it, you know,
maliciously by way of being conscious of her maliciousness.
At this point, it's, you know,
she does it out of sheer
instinct. It could be. I don't know the situation. I'm not there. I'm just going on what I'm being told. And the fact of the matter is we only have one half of this story.
This is all speculation on the floor.
We have no idea.
And I like to think of myself as pretty fair. Like, I'm a fair person.
And I would agree with that. I think out of all of us, I've known you the longest and the best out of this group. And you are a fair person when it comes to giving everyone equal opportunity to get fucked with.
wow.
These are your friends,
Sam. I was going to say sociopath, but then you said something that was a lot more hurtful. I'm like, wow, all right then.
I don't know these fucking people. I don't give a shit. But no, you are a fair person. You give everyone an equal, fair chance. what they do with that chance when they, you know, do show their true colors is completely up to them. And then you have to react accordingly. So, again, I don't know this person. I don't know their situation. And it could be like, it may not even be completely directed at you. There may be something completely different, and she's just targeting you.
Because you're in proximity.
You're in general.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people are fucking weird when, you know, shit is happening in their lives.
People are dumb.
You know? And it could be something where you could actually go talk to this person and go, hey, look, there's a lot of tension between us.
The fuck.
You know? And it could, like, she may just need an actual friend. You know? Or, flip side is, she could just be a raging cunt.
Yeah. There's that.
I guess we're all agreed on that.
I concur, sir. Statement on the floor, hold. Can I get a second?
This is how she goes about trying to find a friend. Then she's got the whole idea of how friends work totally fucking ass backwards.
No, but, Samantha said that they were friends before.
100%.
You know, they were friends before, so.
And she turned Zeno psycho bitch out of fucking nowhere just out of sheer principle.
So my...
So again, yeah, the assessment of the situation would be that something flipped on her. May not have had anything to do with you necessarily, just like James was saying. You might just be proximal to her discontent.
You just might be the person she's taking out whatever frustration she has. And it could be that you are the cause of it and are completely unaware. And it could be something where you go and talk to her and suddenly it's like, oh, shit, I did this. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. And, you know, things get settled. Or it could be, you know, she just fucking hates you because you're better.
Which is fair.
I think it's the letter...
Just going
to
stroke her
ego a
little bit.
Part, James. I mean, if you're willing to go to that level to be a fucking asshole, then you don't really care about anybody else except for you. I mean, you understand that when you work in an environment...
No, I don't disagree. Jim, you and I have seen that. Samantha, you and I have seen that. Dan, I'm sure you've seen it in some respect. That there are people who just...
Are made of bitch.
Yeah.
That's it.
So... But again, not being in the situation, only getting just a tiny piece of, you know, what Samantha's willing to share.
Yeah, I'm not getting
here.
Into every detail because it's way too long.
Fair enough.
And that could be, and that's next week's episode.
I'm okay with that.
No.
Bring
the
it,
only Sarah. Talking
we're,
about it.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this trauma, and we're gonna be therapy for Samantha. Everyone, wear your pads next week.
Let
she's
it go.
Come out.
Let it go.
Exactly. Like. What is it?
Use your words.
English.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck. The one thing I took from that was you only have a finite amount of fucks to give in this world, so pick them and choose them wisely.
I had fucks to give? No.
You had, but you got rid of them a long time ago.
Well, some people give way too many fucks about things that don't really matter. So choose the fucks you give.
Fair enough.
Something that actually truly matters and can affect your life.
Oh. That needs to be the name of this fucking show. Choose the fucks you give. Right fucking
there it is.
Samantha Stark for the fucking win.
This person is not worthy of the fucks that I have given to it in the past. Just not.
And here's
so you turn the cheek to that and just be like, you're not worth my time and energy. Not worth it at all.
At the same time, though, Sam.
My time and energy into something that matters to me.
And although I really commend that notion, I also understand that
it's
mentality
hard.
Comes with still, you turn the other cheek, but the cheek you had turned in the first place is still red as shit. And you're still rubbing your ass going, that's not cool.
See, I'm still of the mind that there could be something there and they might just need... I mean, some people have a hard time reaching out for help when they need it. You know, and their only course of action is to tear other people down or, you know...
Defensive ways of being are far easier than being open and actually, you know, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to just tighten your shit up and say, you know what, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck everything, fuck everyone. I don't care anymore. Fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to do that.
Some people also just thrive on drama because it's fun.
Oh, no,
that's
true.
Absolutely.
See, my,
very true. Very true.
My gut reaction is telling me that this person may need someone and they're targeting you because you're the one that they believe could, you know, listen.
Maybe.
You know, but they just again, they don't know how to ask for help, so instead they act out. And by acting out, they end up driving away the one person who they may need the most.
Right.
You know? So, I mean...
I would say, James, that your level of optimism, though, unfortunately, as good-heartedly as it is intended, I don't think would fit with this particular person.
Jim,
and I see where you're coming from.
Right.
I want to ask, Jim, who hurt you?
Well, Sam, worst case scenario, you can always put her on point. You can always bring the subject right into her face and go, what the fuck is going on? And if she just tries to backlash out and keep firing, well, then you just let her know, hey, I ain't nobody got time for that. And turn the fuck around and walk the fuck away. At least you get it out in the open and you air out that laundry. You know,
I'll make it easier. I'll make it easier for you guys. I honestly will. And I'll just say, who didn't hurt me in the grand scheme of things?
I
want to say this much, too, while I still have the talking stick for a hot mom. If we can go back to Danny's comment about how Samantha's coworker is just made of bitch, the thing that broke me up the most about that was I just in my head immediately created this, like, here's this fucking shit sickle that you have to fucking deal with on the reg, and she's got like on her calf or her like her ankle or something, like her like nutritional facts, just like 100% made of bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God damn it, Dan, I can't love you hard enough, man.
The only thing
right
that,
back at you, babe,
that can make menstruata counter.
Right.
Bitch.
Made of bitch.
Maiden bitch.
Die in the wool.
Oh man. Wow. No, Jim, you're not wrong. I am feeling more optimistic than normal, and it could be a lot of factors right now.
Vacation.
He got all this hate out on the goiter, so he's feeling really optimistic.
That too.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, too, is one of
he
the things...
He didn't ration his hate.
I love about this show is how... we can just come in, battle axes sharpened, and go after Lumpy, and then turn around and try and help out Maiden Bitch. You know,
he did nothing wrong.
And isn't that funny how Lumpy did nothing wrong? And we just railed on him for like 20 minutes, and this poor bitch did everything wrong, and we're all, I wonder what's wrong with her.
I wonder what the underlying problems are.
She's the one that we have empathy for. Fuck the guy.
No, I don't.
Goddamn. He was working hard on his night off, apparently.
Fuck Lumpy McGoiter face.
Yeah, fuck him in his McTwat waffle. I don't give a shit.
The snack.
Is that on the dollar menu at Mickey D's?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You can get a McTwat waffle.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
$1.
The Shamrock Shake is back, you guys.
Sounds like it's made of bitch, though. I don't know.
Get it with a fucktard, because, oh, my God.
Oh, the fucktards right in the morning when they're fresh?
Oh, yeah.
Mwah. Beautiful.
Fresh,
warm and
piping
soft and flaky. You guys are broken, man. You guys are broken. I love you.
In all the right
These
ways.
These are your friends, Jim. These are your friends.
Yeah,
you know what? Broken people make the best comedy.
Honestly, that's going to be the name of the episode. These are your friends is going to be the name.
These are your friends. You knew better.
You gotta snort.
We broke Jim. Yes.
And I don't spend those very often. I wait because I know the value of a solid, true, die in the wool snort. That was fucking well earned and fucking appreciated from my standpoint.
Jim, I totally agree with you because that's like when I'm talking to friends and we're making jokes and stuff like that. Because I've talked to you about stand up before, and I've had a few friends, including my mom, but she's my mom, so she has to say I'm good at everything.
Right.
Who have said you should try that, and how like I gauge how my friends are reacting to conversation and jokes is there's two things that I think are great, and one is the snort.
Yeah.
And the other is the spit take.
Yeah.
The spit take.
Nothing
I'm
wrong
like,
with
it
a good spit take.
Me too, and I would be like, yes.
Jim,
can we isolate that sound, that clip right there? Like, it could be all over me, and I'd be like, yes.
I will isolate it and send it to you, Jim, so you can have it on your phone.
It'll be outgoing ringtone.
I actually want to go back and when Jim snorted, put like a ring or something on it, like a harp sound.
Or the sound of a door opening in Zelda, you know.
The sound of achievement.
Bing! Fucking damn.
The opposite of the sound of disappointment. Oh.
It always was. It was like a equal parts, like, you know, yay, I achieved something, but it sounds like I did something bad.
Right.
Well, all achievement is littered with guilt. So it's, uh-huh, you know, that's fine. Uh-huh.
Damn. I think we should leave it there. That's pretty profound. But that's Amanda.
That's the name of the show. All achievement is glittered with guilt.
No, I'm sorry. These are your friends.
These are your friends.
Yeah. No, he's got a point. Yeah, that's
the whole show has been us just talking about one another and someone going, "These are your friends."
Just remember, these are your friends.
You chose them.
This is voluntary. Only Bryce holds the guns, and he's not here today.
God, if he were, man, we'd all be fucking riddled with bullets. I know it.
Oh no, he's sitting somewhere listening on like a his own like private lines, just like, okay, all right, all yes, right,
yeah, I got you, fucker.
Several people have to take out. Exactly.
You might want to check on Lumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh
oh. Poor Lumpy Lee first. Samantha, I'm sure, will be last because you know. Nothing,
really?
nothing like, you know, trying to be all feminist or whatever. Like, you know,
how
ladies,
insensitive.
You know,
no ladies first. Shit.
And that somebody else executes.
So if I get to watch all my friends die, feel all that grief, and then get killed, that's wonderful. Thank you for that gift.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean,
way to go, Jim.
Say it like that. I mean,
nice going,
with words,
dick.
Facts,
fucking
and, like,
sexist
truth behind it.
Fucking jerk.
You entitled white man. What do you know about truth? Don't try to mansplain my opinion to me.
Love it.
Okay, with that, we got to end the show because there's
fair
no
enough
way we can go on.
Fair goddamn enough. Fucking hell. I got nothing. Samantha, you win. You always win.
Kneel before Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do it.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it.
No, do it. It's okay. Just do it.
Oh, it's in my raccoon wounds.
Fuck y'all. I needed this shit, man. I appreciate the hour and change that, you know, we get on a weekly basis. I'm sorry I haven't been as available as I have been. Things have been kind of rough, but, you know, long story short is that, I mean, seriously, this is my therapy, and I need this more than fucking anything else. And you guys, I get to laugh for at least a fucking hour with my friends and feel
and that's
like
our time. Same time next week.
Jim, I love you. Yeah. Hugs and hugs and hugs.
Loves that, you biggin.
Jim, you know I love you, and I love talking to you. You always put a smile on my face. It never, mm-hmm, never fails. Just hearing your voice, I know I'm going to have a good time.
James, die in the fire. And
words hurt like sticks.
It should hurt like fire. Well, the sticks are used to make the fire, and then we build from there.
And these are my friends.
Your friendship glows.
I chose these people.
The goiter of pain.
The goiter of pain.
The goiter of
pain.
Dibs on the band name.
My heart. Ah.
I mean, cool.
So, doctor, what did this patient die of? Well, he had a goiter on his heart that was in the shape of
pain.
They're their assholes that apparently just shat.
Goiter of assholes? Dibs on that band name.
Damn it.
We're the ones that fight the Justice League, you know. I mean, we have to, there has to be like a
goiters
anti-hero.
Goiter of assholes.
Goiter of assholes, yes.
Meanwhile, at the goiter of assholes.
Yeah.
What if you remember again anything from old fucking cartoon show, their base, the was it the House of Evil or the fucking
Legion of Doom?
Was it?
Temple of Doom.
Legion of Doom. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Looked a fucking goiter, did it not?
It looked like a Zed about to pop. Yeah, I'll give it that.
A mushroom head.
What are you trying to say?
Interesting. Where Samantha's brain went on that whole thing. She could have just said yes, and she said mushroom head, which means that she's obviously thinking about, like, you know, dick.
Penis.
Do you have penis on the brain?
When don't I?
Well,
I don't
fair
know
play.
So this has been a great time that we've had together this evening. Like the end of Titanic, it's been an honor to play with you, friends.
And with that final awkward statement, we're going to say goodbye until next week. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.